Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sunday marked 100 days since Hamas gunmen from Gaza poured into Israel, killing and kidnapping and provoking a massive Israeli military response. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli leaders say their military operation has two goals: eradicating the Hamas Islamist group that has governed Gaza and returning all the Israeli captives. Israel says it targets militants and does all it can to minimize harm to non-combatants as it wages urban warfare against Hamas. But the scale of the killing in Gaza and the dire humanitarian situation has shocked world opinion. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, at a cabinet meeting on Sunday, said he expected the war would take many more months, and the already harrowing death toll is only expected to climb.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. North Korea on Sunday tested a new solid-fuel hypersonic missile with intermediate range. State news agency KCNA said on Monday, in a move condemned by the United States, South Korea, and Japan. KCNA claimed the launch was aimed at testing the reliability of a new multi-stage high-thrust solid-fuel engine and an intermediate-range hypersonic maneuverable controlled warhead. South Korea's military, in a statement, criticized the launch as a violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Denmark's King Frederik X ascended the throne on Sunday, succeeding his mother, Queen Margrethe II, who formally abdicated after 52 years as monarch, with big crowds gathered in the capital to witness history. The 83-year-old Margrethe stunned the nation on New Year's Eve when she announced she planned